You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bache, host of The Entrepreneurs. When married couple Miriam and Christian Cervantes moved to Vienna with a view to opening their own plant shop, they didn't think they'd be doing so in the midst of a pandemic. Still, they persevered and launched Caliana in September after months of lockdown and renovation. One reason why they chose Vienna was because it made a welcome change to the oversaturation of New York and London, where they'd lived and worked before. It also helps that Miriam is Austrian. Christian, originally from California, would have found it hard to navigate Austrian bureaucracy on his own. Monocle's Alexei Korolev sat down with the pair to discuss this, their first project together.
We always say neither one of us could have done this on our own. It's definitely a combination, and we both have our strengths in different areas. I mean, we designed this whole space. You know, we really did a big renovation, and we designed, thought through every detail. And people come in here, and they are glowing. They stand outside that window, and they look in, and it's like movie moments. It's like people just standing at the window looking in, and you just see this, like, awe or this magic. And I think there's such a natural beauty that people feel just mesmerized by.
Caliana is a mixed word that combines California and Vienna. And we were trying to take the optimism and positivity and the openness that California has that Vienna doesn't necessarily own as much, where they own the beauty and the sophistication and the intellectualism and the grumpiness and all that stuff. We wanted to kind of change that up and bring, you know, a positive service culture in where you will always be greeted when you walk in the door. You will always get a smile. You will always have someone
from behind the mask.
Behind the mask. We learned how to smile with our eyes and just get someone who's really passionate about plants to tell you when you have a question.
On first pass, most people are going to walk in and understandably say, oh, it's a plant shop. It's a really kind of nice or hip or whatever they want, word they want to use to describe it. And we sell books. We plan to have our gallery upstairs having discussions and conversations like this that talk on a deeper level about things. And the plants serve as a metaphor. It's like they're growing. They require nutrients. We are growing. We believe everybody has this desire to grow and learn. And ultimately, we think that like society has sort of gotten to a place of such like fast-paced, convenient lifestyle where everybody is just racing towards some direction, which most people don't really know.
The hamster wheel.
Yeah, the hamster wheel of that societal sort of like expectations of success and what that means. And I think we were caught up in that for a lot of years in New York and London. We moved to London. We lived near a park. We were working agency lifestyles, like really tirelessly, and the park served as a sort of balance to us, and we sort of reconnected with nature in this way that we had not for the years prior. And I think ultimately what I said earlier on is like, I don't want to open a plant shop. You know, I'm like, that just wasn't enough for me. And I don't think it was enough for her either. And I think we both decided, okay, well, let's build something bigger, a bigger idea. And that's where Grow Every Day comes from. I worked at an agency, and concept is everything. And I think if you look at a lot of these books back here and you look at the authors, a lot of people back there are just great teachers. To be able to have a space that allows us to have events or discussions, art exhibits, things that challenge people to actually think about themselves, think about their context, think about what's going on around them, and how they actually contribute to that is ultimately, the greater ambition is to open people up. Because when we talk about consciousness, if we talk about how change happens, it requires people to be more conscious of their actions and of themselves. Yeah. And I think ultimately people want that. You know, it extends you. That's something I can do for the rest of my life, you know, and pursue that. Because when we came up with this concept, before Grow Every Day, before Caliana, before any of this, the thing I kept talking about is like, I want to build a vehicle for growth. I want to have a brand, a company, whatever you want to call it, that essentially just allows us to grow and challenges us. And we've done that. And there is no end to this.
Yeah. And I think because we both were in that agency world for a long time and always worked on different projects, like we weren't or I know we both weren't really stuck on like one account for many years. We were kind of switching between industries and brands and really different clients and target audiences. And I feel like this idea of suddenly just doing one thing forever felt really claustrophobic to us. So we knew that we wanted to build something that allowed us to play and grow and move in different directions down the line, because we didn't want to build something that was, you know, like trendy now, and then in like 5 years it was poof, like gone and not interesting anymore. Like we wanted to build something that we could grow within and that could grow with us at the same time, I think. There is such a wide variety of people coming in, and I think much more varied than I thought it would be, because Vienna in comparison to New York or London is a smaller town. It's obviously a smaller population, but we really get such a great variety of people, from like a lot of Gen Z, like young kids that are totally into plants, to older ladies that feel like they have 200 plants at home and know exactly what they want.
Mm. To the nerds, the plant nerds.
But then also people that just come in for the books, like our neighbor Evelyn. She doesn't like plants, but she comes in and she looks at the books and she buys a gift and she walks out every time and is like, I just could hang out here all day. And I think that's a really nice compliment as well. And I think it is a really interesting variety of people, and a lot of people that just come in for a chat and a conversation, which I think we really appreciate too, because that's kind of also why we're doing that in the first place. It's not about standing at the till and, you know, going through a transaction. At the end, the thing that enriches you is like when you also get to meet the people. And it's, I think, the thing that keeps us going. We will see. We're now sitting here and we're in the second lockdown and we don't know what will happen next. And obviously, if we'd have to shut, it would be very difficult. But I think we would be more mentally prepared than we would have been otherwise.
And I think we said, like, it's kind of when we lived in New York, you know, there's that adage, if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. And I feel like it's the same in 2020. It's like, if you can make it through this year, it's kind of like, I'm not gonna say smooth sailing, but this is a pretty tough year to start. We love it. I mean, we love this place. We love what we've created. And, you know, it's not something that we just kind of baked up and like, you know, it's like, oh, what should, like, what's going to work or what, you know, it's like some thing. It's like, we've been working on this for about 2.5-3 years since we were living in London, and we knew it was going to work. We come from brand background, strategy, thinking things through. Like, I think anything this year kind of throws at us, you know, knock on wood, we'll just roll with the punches. But for now, we're just getting the foundation set with the business and making sure that we can keep our doors open, lights on.
Miriam and Christian Cervantes, they're the founders of Caliena, speaking to Monocle's Alexei Korolev. My thanks to Alexei and to Christy Evans, who mixed and edited this show. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.